I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Insurgents have reached Syria's largest city and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016. A war monitor and fighters described the surprise attack Friday on Aleppo that sent residents fleeing and added fresh uncertainty to a region reeling from multiple wars. In an AP interview, former U.S. ambassador to Syria, Robert Ford, says that the situation will likely not end until there is some foreign intervention.
Does it mean that the Syrian government is about to collapse? No. But it does suggest that the war is heating up a bit and will heat up until Turkey and Russia come to an agreement about a new ceasefire.
The attack injected new violence into a region experiencing dual wars in Gaza and Lebanon. The UN's humanitarian office Friday called for Russia to immediately cease all attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure the day after Russia conducted another large-scale attack.
Speaking to reporters in Geneva, Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence said this week's massive drone and missile strikes by Russia on Ukraine's power network have raised serious concerns for the safety of Ukrainian citizens facing a harsh winter.
Multiple aspects of the military campaign to damage or destroy Ukraine's civilian energy infrastructure, including objects essential for civilian survival, such as heating facilities during the winter months, raise serious concerns regarding the Russian forces' respect of the cardinal principles of international humanitarian law.
Lawrence also called on the international community to come to Ukraine's aid and repair and restore its electrical grid. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country will invariably support Russia's war in Ukraine as he met Russia's visiting defense chief. A Russian military delegation arrived in North Korea on Friday. This is VOA News. Iran will begin enriching uranium with thousands of advanced centrifuges at its two main nuclear facilities. That's according to a statement Friday from the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. It further raises tensions over Tehran's program as it enriches at near-weapons-grade levels. Iran is likely to be high on the foreign policy agenda of the incoming Trump administration. The past year has seen the Islamic Republic engage in a major escalation of conflict with key U.S. ally Israel, while at the same time advancing its nuclear program to the point where it could rapidly produce enough fissile material for a bomb. VOA's Michael Lippin looks at what President-elect Donald Trump and his team have said should be done about these threats.
On the campaign trail this year, then-presidential candidate Donald Trump made several conciliatory comments toward Iran, a U.S. foe whom he targeted with economic and military pressure in his first term.
I'm not looking to be bad to Iran. We're going to be friendly, I hope, with Iran. Maybe, but maybe not. But they can't have a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
Iran's Islamist rulers warned this year that they could drop a long-standing pledge to abstain from developing nuclear weapons if there is an external threat to their survival. In his first term, Trump withdrew from a 2015 deal that Iran made with world powers to curtail its nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. Trump said he sought a new deal that would be tougher on Tehran. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.
Chad's government said this week it has ended its defense cooperation pact with France, a move that could see French troops leave the Central African country. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Chad's government says it has ended a defense cooperation deal with France, a move that could result in French troops leaving the Central African country. France currently has around 1,000 troops stationed in Chad. In a statement, Chad's foreign ministry said the country wants to fully assert its sovereignty after more than six decades of independence. Chad has been a key Western ally in the fight against Islamic militants in the region, but it has moved closer to Russia in recent years.
Authorities say 27 people have died and at least 100 people, mostly women, are missing after a boat transporting them to a food market capsized along the River Niger in northern Nigeria. The boat was taking the passengers from Kogi State along the river to a neighboring state of Niger early on Friday morning when it capsized. That's according to Niger State Emergency Management Agency spokesman Ibrahim Aldu. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.